Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Now, Hannah, I think we have a special moment here today, don't we?
That's correct, Maestro. We have some words of wisdom from our indubitable sound engineer, Mr. Nate Butler.
There's nothing so profound or great as a moment with Nate.
You know, George, I was thinking the other day while I was eating breakfast that, you know, what really makes your day go better is a good high pass filter. It just, I don't know why, but it just seems to make everything better.
Oh, I think so too. They're just incredibly wonderful. I apply them as often as possible. And that was a moment with Nate. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour with Francis Luke Accord, and influence us all with your lovely music.
Thank you, George. Here's a little lullaby called Nowhere to Be Found. This is on the Condoté record.
Could find an army to do as I command. If I could paint a picture of love to help you understand. If I could dig to China without making a sound. Then baby I'd be nowhere to be found. If I could kill a giant with the tiniest of stones. If I could keep a shooting star from falling alone. If I could kiss the sunrise each time around. Then baby I'd be nowhere to be found. It's a long time to lie. Child beneath an endless sky. You could only reach so high. And I love to wonder why I feel I'm left with only my disguise. If I could find the secret to how the world began. If I could hold the key of life in the palm of my hand. If I could take you with me and slowly turn it down. Then maybe we'd be nowhere to be found. And it's a long time to lie. Shot beneath an endless sky. You could only reach so high. And I love. With only my disguise. And I love to wonder why I feel I'm left with only my disguise. Just
all peaceful now. It's all lovely. I have a question for you about long distance composing, and this actually comes from a friend of the moon, a dear friend who was here last night for your performance, and Marty Lucas. Marty and Corinne are amazing songwriters, and love your work so much. And I said, Marty, you know, if you probably, because Marty's very adept at working with long distance. He's done long distance composing. And so I said, you'd have the perfect question for them. So he sent me a question, and he said, you two honed your stunning harmony vocals living in the same house, but now you live in separate cities and do much of the songwriting and production by sharing audio files over the internet. Do you feel this has changed the way your music develops, or is it more like you put on the headphones and you're back in the room again?
Well, I feel like we're still figuring it out, actually. So living together was definitely instrumental in starting out the band, and particularly, you know, getting our vocal harmonies, I think, down. But now that we live in different places, we're just on the phone a lot more.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed our process a bit. We've only been a distance band for about a year now, so we're trying to share, you know, stuff, share both of our, so we're kind of two writers and two editors. So we both, a song has to come from one of us, at least the initial idea. And then once the idea is there, we'll kind of pass it back and forth. And so what we've been trying to do of late is pass stuff back and forth more frequently, like at earlier stages, you know, and bring more material to the table, as opposed to, you know, maybe 6 to 8 months ago, we were kind of, you know, it would be more directing the other writer like along the way and helping them finish the song, as opposed to, you know, bringing a song at, you know, 30% or 40% and saying, what do you think of this? What do you think, you know, needs to happen next to keep moving this along? So it's definitely, you know, with time, we're definitely, I think, getting better at it.
And the pet names have helped, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All the peer pressure about our figure. that is all definitely true. Although I would definitely also add that it really hasn't changed that much from what we did in Chicago. Because most of the time when we were in Chicago, we didn't sit down in the same room to write. Most of the time, the writing still happened. We'd kind of go into our own rooms and then start something, and then kind of like Brian mentioned, one of us sort of starts the song, gets the initial sort of thrust and idea down, and then brings the other person in. And it is true that over the last, basically over the last year, we've started to work earlier and earlier and earlier, collaborate earlier and earlier and earlier in the project phase, in the process of writing music. But I actually don't know that came from being a distance band. I think that actually just came from growing up and learning how to be better writers together and learning how to collaborate better in general. And I think maybe in some ways moving away catalyzed that, but also in others, it just hasn't really changed much for us. I think that's something that we would probably have developed regardless of whether or not we had moved away from one another.
And honestly, now that we're touring, you know, a good amount now, it's nice to kind of go home and not have to like get on each other's nerves about who didn't do the dishes, you know, or home from tour. Yeah, we can leave it up to our significant others to
to
complain about us.
Well, that's another good reason to sing songs, right?
Yeah,
to not do the dishes.
Yeah. Right. So sing one for us now.
Thanks, George. It's called Silver and Gold.
This is the title track of our new EP.
What is this coming to? What kind of failure lets this one through? Oh, how did it get so bad in what seems like so little time in the end? Oh, why am I blue? Why why am I here without you?
Lucky to have this pair here with us today. Give them a thank you for coming to Wild Rose Moon. And tell us, is there any last thing you'd like to say about your music? I don't want to leave anything out.
Keep in touch.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you?
We're working on our next full length.
Okay.
Yeah. After this tour, we're going to kind of sit down and, try to hammer it out before the summer. So.
And thank you for introducing Katie Van Diesel.
Diesel.
Katie Van Diesel.
You know, you can actually just cut out the Katie Van part.
It just go right to
just
Diesel.
Go straight to Diesel. I think that's probably how we'll refer to her from now on.
Another pet name.
Makes it work.
Anyway, thanks so much for coming.
George, thank you
such a pleasure,
for
George. Yeah,
seriously,
super. You know, we like to do the final number together with our musicians. So I was hoping you would consider playing that.
We'd love to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, Katie's welcome to join us.
Yeah, get Diesel up here too.
Anyway, I want to thank Brian Powers, Nick Gunty, and Cynthia Boehner, and Katie Van Dusen, Hannah Livingood, John Baylor.
We wish to thank Bonnie and Jeff for their participation in the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour game show, Shoot the Moon. Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert, and Tom Kapuzinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
And I'd also like to thank our Hannah again, John Baylor, Nate Butler, our co-producer and sound engineer, Jim Yoakum, our video producer, Matthew Bergmoser, our photographer, Howard Gibbs, our stage manager, Michelle Schricker, our applause master, Marcia Heinsberger, our assistant to director, Gene Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, and J.R. Berger. Give them a nice hand. Okay, John, I hope you all sing along with us. The words are right up above your head. Join us, will you? Okay, John. Have we changed the oil in the chariots?
We're ready to go.
All right, here we go. The river goes round, around the bend. River goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.